Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. As you listen to this broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we will co-create a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. As this program evolves week by week, you will become aware of the divine truth that you are one with all life. And in case you have forgotten, you will be reminded that you are not the fear-based, fragmented aspect of your personality known as the human ego that often we've come to believe we are. You are a beloved and powerful child of God. The beings of light in the realms of truth are reassuring all of us at this time that everything is unfolding in perfect alignment with the divine plan. The greatly accelerated purging and cleansing, is indeed intense, but it is a necessary factor in paving the way for the anchoring of the archetypes for the new earth. These archetypes are the patterns of perfection from the causal body of God, through which God's abundance and eternal peace will manifest in the physical plane of earth. According to the spiritual hierarchy, anchoring these patterns for the new earth is the greatest need of the hour. The legions of light throughout infinity are standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to assist us in unprecedented ways, but they cannot intervene without our assistance. Our light and love are needed now. During our special time together today, we're going to talk about this unfolding divine plan and how we can assist in bringing it to fruition in perfect divine order. At this time, humanity is receiving more assistance from the realms of truth than ever before. The divine intent of this radio program is to give each of us the opportunity to increase the light that we are adding to the world. The goal of the spiritual hierarchy is to help us see the bigger picture for the divine plan so that we will witness it unfolding day by day with new eyes and new levels of understanding. Then we will be able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times with joyous expectations and hope instead of feeling fearful and overwhelmed. With the sacred knowledge that is pouring forth from the realms of truth, we will know that the light of God is increasing on earth in unprecedented ways, and that humanity is on the brink of the greatest shift of consciousness to ever manifest in the history of time. As you listen to the celestial messages and guidance that I will be sharing with you today, know that I do not want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it is true. Ask your I Am presence for guidance, and you will know in the deepest recesses of your heart if this information is truth for you and if it will assist you in fulfilling your divine plan. During this hour, we will work in the eternal moment of now, and that means that whether you are able to tune in with us live or you're listening to the radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our force field of light. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by your I Am presence and the company of heaven. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Know that the light of God is always victorious, and you are that light. Now, as we begin our special time together today, breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically. As your I Am presence, your true God reality, enters your conscious mind, ask this aspect of your divinity to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we now invoke the most intensified frequencies of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Continue breathing in and out, deeply and rhythmically, as this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands through the divinity within your heart. This divine love now flows through your heart flame into the heart flame of every person evolving on this planet. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love is now forming a grid of love around the earth. This grid of divine love spans the abyss from the densest frequencies of our human miscreations into the highest fifth-dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is the bridge to freedom, over which this sweet earth and all her life will ascend on the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intention, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow during this hour and on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, her governments, and all life evolving upon her into the immaculate concept of the new earth, which is now waiting in readiness for the opportunity to manifest in the physical plane. During our special time together today, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So be here now. The legions of light throughout infinity are embracing the earth and all her life in powerful force fields of divine love and protection. In spite of the horrific things we see taking place all over the world, nothing is happening by accident. The I Am presence of every person has agreed to participate in the facet of the purging process in which he or she is presently involved. We have all been preparing for eons of time to assist with this healing event, and we have all of the skill, knowledge, wisdom, courage, and strength that we need to succeed God victoriously. This is true even if the facet of the healing process involves people leaving the physical plane. It is imperative that we keep on keeping on. Stay focused on the light. Know that the light of God is always victorious and that you are that light. This is the moment we've all been working toward, the moment we knew would one day arrive, but we were afraid would not occur in our lifetime. This is the cosmic moment when humanity's descent into poverty consciousness and chaos will be reversed, and the new archetypes for humanity's abundance and eternal peace will be permanently established on Earth to manifest in the lives of all life evolving here. For some time now, the Company of Heaven has been telling awakening humanity that one of the greatest needs of the hour is for us to attain our financial freedom. This is a vital and necessary facet of the divine plan. The viable solutions for all of the maladies existing on Earth are beginning to flow from the realms of illumined truth into the hearts and conscious minds of humanity. In order to bring these powerful solutions into physical manifestation, awakened people need to have the financial support to bypass the old paradigms of greed and corruption that have caused all of these problems in the first place. At this very moment, there are patterns of perfection from the causal body of God that contain the practical solutions to our energy crisis, to global warming, disease, poverty, aging, hunger, homelessness, war, and every other human miscreation. Unfortunately, their souls in embodiment, who through their greed and their fear and the inequitable distribution of money, have been able to suppress the knowledge of these solutions and the corresponding technologies that are actually available to us right here and right now. This unbridled abuse of power is coming to an end. This is not occurring by chance. It is happening because of the tenacious and dedicated work of light workers around the world, which has been going on now for several decades. Light workers around the world have been tenaciously and dedicatedly magnetizing the fifth dimensional patterns of the new earth into the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of this planet. Because of this selfless service to life and the unprecedented assistance that we have received from the Company of Heaven, we have at last reached a critical mass. This is creating an unstoppable quantum shift. It is lifting Mother Earth and all her life out of the distorted patterns of humanity's miscreations and into the patterns of supreme harmony and balance of the new earth. The legions of light in the realms of truth have said that this year, 2008, will go down in the annals of history as the cosmic moment when humanity's descent into poverty consciousness was reversed through the unified efforts of light workers everywhere. Let me repeat that again. The legions of light in the realms of illumined truth have said that this year, 2008, will go down in the annals of history as the cosmic moment when humanity's descent into poverty consciousness was reversed by the unified efforts of light workers everywhere. The beings of light have affirmed that this is the year in which humanity's ascent into the infinite abundance of our Father, Mother, God will be reclaimed as our divine birthright. During this momentous time, we will burst the paralyzing grip that our fragmented human consciousness has had on us. This obsolete aspect of our personality has manipulated us for eons of time into believing that we are only our physical bodies and that the physical plane of Earth is all that exists. This fallen, fear-based level of our consciousness accepts the illusion of lack and limitation. It also believes that it has the right to do whatever is necessary in order to get what it wants, even if this means lying, stealing, cheating, or killing. All we have to do is observe the atrocities taking place all over the world to confirm this statement. This is a new day on planet Earth, however, and we have reached a critical mass of energy, vibration, and consciousness that is lifting us into the patterns of perfection for the new Earth. Your I Am Present has magnetized this information into your sphere of awareness because of the urgency of the hour. We are all being called to a higher service, and our light and love is needed now. We are being asked to join with the Company of Heaven to co-create an outer world activity of light that will involve all life evolving on this earth. This activity will allow the light of God to flow into the planet in ways that we have never before experienced. It's very difficult to express the magnitude of this opportunity by means of verbal communication. So as you listen to these words, please take them into your heart and ask your I Am Presence to reveal to you the truth of this message and what your part of this divine plan is. We have finally reached a critical mass that will bring the patterns of perfection for the new earth tangibly into the physical plane. The first and most important patterns of perfection that we are going to be allowed to manifest on earth involve the archetypes of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. It is an irrefutable natural law that God's abundance and eternal peace are inseparable aspects of our Father, Mother, God. Without God's abundance, eternal peace will not be sustained on earth. And without eternal peace, God's abundance will not be sustained on earth. When we fully comprehend this truth, we begin to get a glimpse of the magnitude of what this will mean and the opportunity that is being presented to humanity this year. There will be several ways in which people will participate in this global activity of light. The most important thing for us to consider is that we have all been preparing for lifetimes for this opportunity. We each have been trained by our I Am presence to fulfill a particular part of this divine plan. And it is imperative that we ask our I Am presence for guidance. Then we must listen to the inner promptings of our heart and learn what our part of this mission is. Archangel Michael and the entire company of heaven have said that for one facet of this divine plan, lightworkers around the world are being asked to respond to the clarion call. We're being asked to increase our service to the light. This, in fact, is why we are given the privilege of embodying on Earth during this auspicious moment of Earth's ascension. For this particular facet of the plan, lightworkers from all over the world are being asked to gather within the force field of Archangel Michael's focus of light, which pulsates in, through, and around the pristine beauty of Lake Louise in the exquisite mountains near Banff, Canada. Together we will form a mighty transformer of light through which these new archetypes for humanity's abundance and eternal peace will be physically anchored through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of the physical plane of Earth. We will serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity, so that the I Am presence of every awakening soul will be able to manifest the archetypes of abundance tangibly in each one's life. This will open the flow of God's abundance and eternal peace in ways that we have never before experienced, and we will begin turning around the adverse effects of the fall that have manifested in lack and limitation and poverty consciousness. This must be a joint effort. No matter how capable the legions of light in realms of illumined truth are, or how committed these beings are to helping us reclaim our divine birthright of God's abundance and eternal peace, they cannot do this for us. They can only respond to our willingness to serve as instruments of God in the physical plane. But amazingly, once we respond to our heart's call and volunteer to do whatever it takes to be the open door that no one can shut, the floodgates of heaven will open to assist us. These selfless messengers of God have been given permission by our Father, Mother, God to amplify all of our efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold. This means that the more lightworkers who respond to this clarion call, the more powerful we will be, and the more light the company of heaven will be able to add to this divine plan. The vehicle to gather lightworkers within the force field of Archangel Michael at Lake Louise in Canada is the 22nd Annual World Congress on Illumination. This event will occur over the anniversary of Harmonic Convergence, and it will be held August 16th through the 21st, 2008. This life-transforming annual event has been taking place every year since Harmonic Convergence in 1987. This year will be the 22nd World Congress on Illumination. 22 is the master number that reflects power on all planes and the ability to change the course of history. The synchronicity of this event with the unfolding divine plan has been orchestrated by the Company of Heaven. Our time is at hand. Listen to your heart, and you will know your part in this divine plan. Archangel Michael is awaiting your response. Ask ask the company of heaven for assistance, and the floodgates of heaven will open to pave the way for you to attend this activity of light if you have the heart call to be there. Trust your inner knowing. All is well. Our website contains all of the information that you will need in order to participate in the 22nd Annual World Congress on Illumination if you feel inwardly guided to attend and know that this is part of your divine plan. Read everything carefully and feel the elation pouring forth from the heavenly realms. After eons of time, the archetypes for the abundance of God and eternal peace are being permanently established in the lives of awakening humanity. Our website address is www.eraofpeace.org. As I've mentioned, this is a global event. Know that if your I Am presence has brought this information into your awareness, you have an important part to play in this divine plan. And there will be many ways in which lightworkers all over the world will participate in this unprecedented opportunity. Many will have the heart call to travel to Banff and to Lake Louise and to serve as the hands of God on behalf of humanity. They will travel to Archangel Michael's focus of light and become a mighty transformer through which the light of God will flow to anchor the new archetypes for humanity's abundance and eternal peace. Other lightworkers will be inspired to travel to various sacred sites on the planet to receive the new archetypes that are being anchored within the focus of Archangel Michael and then projected to these souls all over the world. This light will then be projected into Mother Earth's crystal grid system on the Holy Breath by the lightworkers serving as mighty acupuncture needles in those locations. Other lightworkers will gather in groups in their own locations and join with us in consciousness to weave their light and love into this unified activity of light. And still others will join in consciousness from the solitude of their own homes and sanctuaries by weaving their light individually into our collective chalice. All of these ways of participating are vital to the success of this divine mission. The important thing is that we truly listen to our hearts and that each of us responds according to our particular facet of this divine plan. No one else can do this for you. You must ask your God presence and respond to the heart call. Trust your inner knowing. But no matter where you are guided to be, know that we are all one. Precious heart, your love and light is needed now. This sacred conclave of the 22nd Annual World Congress on Illumination will be a celestial experience for everyone involved. Each day, as we successfully fulfill one phase of the divine plan, Archangel Michael and the legions of light throughout infinity will reveal the next phase of the divine plan to us. As we sojourn through the various activities of light, under the divine guidance of our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven, our mission will victoriously be accomplished. This event will take place at the exquisite Chateau Lake Louise near Banff, Canada. The pristine beauty of this focus of light is awesome to behold. It is easy to perceive the reality of heaven on earth when you absorb the wonder of nature that is existing there. When you enter this portal of light, you will experience the remembrance of Archangel Michael, and you will be embraced by this magnificent being of light. The divinity within your heart flame will begin to stir, and you will remember the full magnitude of your mission during this cosmic moment on earth. With this realization, you will be filled with bliss and elation as the company of heaven envelops you in the buoyancy and joy of your recognition. The World Congress on Illumination is truly a life-transforming event that will provide you with the opportunity to meet old friends from around the world with whom you have been serving for eons of time. Fellow lightworkers will join hearts with you and support you in your selfless service to the light. The divine plan we are being called to fulfill will be accomplished through myriad activities of light. We will be joined at inner levels by the solar logos from suns beyond suns and the entire company of heaven. We will be joined by the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child, and the divine intelligence that directs the elemental kingdoms. We will be joined by the mighty Elohim, the builders of form, and the legions of angels throughout infinity. All of this will occur within the infinite body of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, all that is. The entire universe is supporting us in this wondrous endeavor, and the beings of light have been given permission to assist us. But the lightworkers on Earth are the predominant force that will bring this divine plan into physical manifestation. Our responsibility is enormous, but when we join our hearts together, we will succeed God victoriously. Just for a moment, go within to the divinity of your heart flame and experience the overwhelming gratitude and love that is pouring forth from the beings of light in the heavenly realms. Feel the deep appreciation being sent to you from on high for your willingness to serve humanity and all life during this critical moment in the evolution of this blessed planet. I'd like to just make a footnote about some important travel information. If you're feeling the heart call to participate in the World Congress on Illumination, it's important to know that the number of sleeping rooms that are held at the Chateau are limited, and this is their prime time. So we want to be sure that you are able to be with us if this is your desire. So be sure that you register just as soon as possible so that you will have a space reserved for you to attend this magnificent opportunity. When making your travel arrangements, you will fly into Calgary Airport in Calgary, Canada. You will then take a shuttle to Lake Louise, and it's a 3-hour drive from Calgary to Lake Louise, but you won't mind this portion of the trip at all. The scenery is exquisite. When you register for the 22nd Annual World Congress on Illumination, we'll send you a confirmation letter with instructions that you will need to reserve your space on this shuttle to Lake Louise. And remember, if you're not a Canadian citizen, you must have a current passport. Be sure you make those arrangements with plenty of time to spare. Now, I'd like for you to join with me in consciousness as we prepare the way for this opportunity that will be involving every man, woman, and child on Earth in August, regardless of where we choose to be. This is the moment that we have been waiting for. The first archetypes for the infinite perfection of the new Earth will be anchored in the physical plane. Once this process begins, all of the interference of the outer world will be unable to block this momentum of shift of consciousness. This is an unstoppable momentum of light that will be occurring at this time. The reason we have been asked to hold this activity of light within the force field of Archangel Michael is because Archangel Michael is the angel of power and protection, and he has infinite legions of light that serve with him to envelop each of us in powerful force fields of protection. Within this force field, none of the interference or the lower consciousness of the outer world, the fear-based consciousness, the consciousness based in greed, selfishness, corruption, that is terrified for this to happen, none of that energy will be able to block or interfere with this facet of the divine plan within this mighty force field of Archangel Michael. The beings of light have given us an invocation for this building momentum of light, and have asked us to invoke this light, and we'll do this together now, for ourselves, for all humanity and for every person on the planet that is longing for eternal peace and the infinite abundance of God to manifest in their lives. Just for a moment, go within to the divinity of your heart and follow me through these visualizations with the full power of your attention. In the name of the Almighty Presence of God, I am, and through the power of the creative fire pulsating in every human heart, I invoke the entire company of heaven, the legions of God's will and divine order. Powers of light, come forth now. Beloved ones, envelop every man, woman, and child in a force field of your divine consciousness. Raise all humanity into the remembrance of the vows they took in the heart of God to love this planet and all life free. Cut free any line of force that is interfering with this divine revelation. I invoke the mighty I Am presence of each person to now take command of their physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Beloved I Am presence, fill each soul with divine love, faith, courage, confidence, abundance, knowing, trust, illumine truth, humility, gratitude, and abounding joy. Allow each person to know and to clearly perceive the urgency of the hour and the need for his or her conscious participation at this activity of light that will take place during the 22nd Annual World Congress on Illumination. Allow the truth of the opportunity at hand to resonate in each heart flame. Let each person perceive on a conscious level the glorious results this global unification of light workers will have for all life evolving on Earth. Let the awareness of the untold blessings awaiting those who selflessly serve humanity be anchored in their feeling worlds. May the buoyant joy and elation of such service also be experienced by each one. Legions of light, expand this activity of light daily and hourly until every light worker answers their heart's call and carries this blessed planet home. I accept this done through the power of God. I am, and so it is. Now, beloved Archangel Michael has given us an invocation to create an invincible force field of power and protection around every light worker on the planet so that no outside force, none of the forces of imbalance, no activity that is not of the light will be able to interfere with each person's divine intention and their ability to serve the light through the most powerful aspect of their I Am presence. Once the archetypes for eternal peace and God's abundance are established on Earth, these forces of imbalance, these wayward souls that are lost in fear, will lose their ability to manipulate and control humanity in ways that they have been doing now since the fall eons ago. These fallen souls will be lifted into a higher level of their divine potential, and they will be given an opportunity to transform their experiences back into the light. Together, let's now participate in this activity of light from Archangel Michael by invoking his powerful circle of white lightning. It is called the ring pass knot of God's first cause of perfection. This is a powerful gift from Archangel Michael, and as we invoke it around each and every light worker and every man, woman, and child on Earth, it prevents anything that is not of the light from entering the force field, but it easily allows the light to pass back and forth through the force field. Only the discordant negativity is blocked from the outside, and our negativity, any distorted thoughts or patterns that we have, will not be able to adversely affect any other part of life either. We will invoke the violet flame within our circle to transmute all that is not of the light, and Archangel Michael and his legions of power and protection will assist us in now. All right, breathing in, and feel yourself again going within to the divinity of your heart as we recite this in the first person on behalf of all of humanity. Beloved presence of God, I am in me and in every son and daughter of God. Beloved Archangel Michael and your legions of power and protection, come forth now. Blessed ones, encapsulate every person who is in any way associated with anchoring the archetypes of eternal peace and abundance in your invincible circle of white lightning, the ring pass not of God's first cause of perfection. Prevent anything that is not of the light from interfering with our service to this activity of light and with our divine mission to love all life free. We ask that this identical activity of light now expand and encapsulate every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether they are in or out of embodiment. Beloved Archangel Michael, permanently station one of your mighty angels of power and protection within the aura of every person who is now or ever will be associated with anchoring the archetypes for eternal peace and abundance. Direct these angels to use their swords of blue flame to instantly cut us free, cut us free, cut us free. Cut us free, cut us free, cut us free. Cut us free, cut us free, cut us free. From every line of force that would strive to prevent the immaculate concept of our individual divine plans from being fulfilled. Free us instantly from any blocks or resistance from our own lower human consciousness that might try to impede the God-victorious accomplishment of our heartfelt service to humanity and the light. Cut us free, cut us free, cut us free. Cut us free, cut us free, cut us free. Cut us free, cut us free, cut us free. From every line of force that connects us with imperfection of any kind, and send your powerful blue flame to dissolve each line of force to its end. We ask that this identical activity of light now take place in, through, and around every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether they are in or out of embodiment. Beloved Archangel Michael and your legions of power and protection, we ask you now to place your cross of blue flame in front of us, in back of us, on either side of us, above us, and below us, and seal, seal, seal every person involved with the archetypes for eternal peace and abundance in your cross of blue flame and your ring pass knot of God's first cause and perfection. Now, and forever. We ask that this identical activity of the crosses of blue flame be placed around every other man, woman, and child on earth belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether they are in or out of embodiment. We so decree it and accept that this activity of light has been God victoriously established this day to increase daily and hourly, moment by moment, with every breath we take, until this activity of light and this facet of the divine plan is God victoriously accomplished, and every man, woman, and child is experiencing the eternal peace and infinite abundance of God that is the divine blueprint for the new earth. We so decree it and accept it, done through the power of God, I am, and so it is. Now, beloved ones, join with me for a visualization where we establish a force field of infinite divine love around this planet. Beloved Father, Mother, God, I ask that you now expand the flame of transfiguring divine love, pulsating within every heart. Create from this sacred fire a tremendous heart of pure divine love to envelop the entire planet Earth. This force field of light now magnetizes the love of God from every ascended level of being in the universe. This unfathomable influx of divine light now pours into and around all of those who are associated with anchoring the archetypes for eternal peace and abundance, and all who are associated with our planetary cause of manifesting divine love within the hearts and minds of every man, woman, and child on Earth. As this activity of love envelops every part of life, the divine masculine radiance of sapphire blue light and the crystalline pink radiance of our Mother God, a pink essence of divine love, blends into the full momentum of the violet flame. This light expands out through each heart flame, blazing within the circle of white lightning in through and around every electron, every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of energy, transmuting every frequency of vibration that is less than God's perfection back into the light. Through the power of this perfectly balanced love and power of our Father, Mother, God, this activity of the violet flame will be maintained daily and hourly, transmuting the discord and negativity within each force field of white lightning until every facet of human miscreation is transmuted into light. Now, our Mother God and the feminine aspects of deity throughout infinity send forth a clarion call for the legions of love to come forth now. 12 magnificent solar archangels of pure divine love descend into the atmosphere of Earth from the great, great silence. These powerful archangels take their strategic positions around the planet as they willingly prepare to assist in this activity of light. The solar archangels are stationed equal distances around the Earth's equator. As one unified force of divine love, they breathe the love of God from the very core of creation into the heart of every person associated with this activity of light. The influx of divine love flowing through the hearts of those associated with anchoring the archetypes for eternal peace and abundance creates a symphony of love that ensouls and interpenetrates our beloved Mother Earth and all her life. This influx of divine love now penetrates into the fifth dimensional solar heart chakra of every person on the planet. The I Am presence of every man, woman, and child becomes a PowerPoint of light, unified in consciousness with the I Am presence of every other person on Earth. In breathing, assimilating, expanding, and projecting this force field of divine love through humanity, the elemental and nature kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and the entire atmosphere of Earth. The I Am presence within every person is now the open door for this resplendent light. At inner levels, every person on the planet is experiencing this force field of unconditional divine love. Through the I Am presence, every person is seeing the scintillating colors of love, smelling the fragrance of love, and hearing the cosmic tones and moving melodies of love. Through this activity of light, we are all truly love in action. We are collectively changing the core vibration of the primal light substance, which has gone into creating the present negative conditions manifesting on Earth. through the love of our Father, Mother, God, the feminine aspects of deity throughout infinity, the 12 solar archangels, and the mighty I Am presence of every human being. We are the cause of this force field of divine love, now anchored on earth. Together we have set in place the basic spiritual forces of divine love over which humanity is now ascending out of our long exile in darkness into the fifth dimensional realms of eternal light. Unified in consciousness with the kingdoms of earth and the realms of heaven, we are the open door that no one can shut. We are re-exploring and discovering the great family of God in which we now find complete support for the fulfillment of our divine plans. This is what our Father, Mother, God's magnetic force field of divine love is attracting into each of us personally and into all of us collectively. We are all being raised into a profound awakening of supreme love consciousness. We are, right here and right now, the masters of love we were always destined to be. We are beings of love, accepting responsibility for loving this sweet earth and all her life free. We are one with this blessed planet, and the planet is one with us. The 12 solar archangels are now intensifying their light through all who are associated with anchoring the archetypes for eternal peace and abundance. This activity of light and every person associated with it is being lifted into a higher octave of divine service. Each person is involved at this moment, and all who are involved with this activity of light are being permanently invested with a cosmic force field of divine love. This force field is initiating each of us into a higher order of service to the light. As this activity is God victoriously accomplished, every I Am presence now affirms, I am a universal force field of transfiguring divine love. The love of God is now thriving on earth through the heart flames of every person associated with this activity of light. The flaming heart of divine love that is now encapsulating the earth is transfiguring into light every frequency of energy, vibration, and consciousness that is less than God's divine love. The dedicated light workers who are serving the light through this activity are selflessly paving the way for the new earth. The I Am presence of each one is permanently setting this earth on a planetary course of divine love right here and right now. And so it is, beloved I Am, beloved I Am, beloved I Am. Now the beings of light have given us an invocation to begin paving the way for the physical manifestation of the archetypes of eternal peace and abundance. This activity of light, this invocation that is being given to us now, is also designed to help clear the way for us to fulfill our divine plan and pave the way for us to respond to our heart call and fulfill this facet of the plan in the way that our heart is prompting us to do. I am invoking the golden light of God's abundance and eternal peace on behalf of myself and every light worker who is involved with establishing the patterns of perfection for the new earth in the physical plane. I know through every fiber of my being that my Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven are accepting our service to the light as a gift of love being given to God in appreciation for humanity's gift of life. I expect and accept that my light is blessing all life and that it is increasing 1,000 times, 1,000-fold on its return to me, bringing with it the infinite abundance and eternal peace of my omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, all that is. I expect and accept that my light is blessing all life and increasing 1,000 times, 1,000-fold on the return to all of those who are selflessly assisting beloved Mother Earth. I know this is transpiring with the highest good of all concerned, right here and right now. Moment by moment and day by day, everything I need to fulfill my divine plan is available to me through God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. The universal law, ask and you shall receive, and knock and the door will be open, are manifesting in my life now and forever. I revel in the buoyancy and elation of my newfound freedom and God's abundance. The company of heaven rejoices with me as I reclaim my divine birthright and as I accept my eternal peace and the God supply of all good things. Through all levels of divine consciousness, I now decree, I am, I am, I am, the eternally sustained manifestation of God's infinite supply of money and every good thing I require to assist me in my service to the light, now made manifest and sustained by Holy Grace. I am, I am, I am, the eternally sustained manifestation of God's infinite supply of money and every good thing I require to assist me in my service to the light, now made manifest and sustained by Holy Grace. I am, I am, I am, the eternally sustained manifestation of God's infinite supply of money and every good thing I require to assist me in my service to the light, now made manifest and sustained by Holy Grace. In deep love and appreciation for my glorious gift of life, I consecrate my heart and soul to be the open door for the archetypes of eternal peace and abundance, until heaven on earth is manifest and all life evolving here is wholly ascended and free. It is done, and so it is. Beloved I am, beloved I am, beloved I am. Precious one, I'm going to ask that you take time this week to go within your heart and ask your God presence how it is that you are to assist in paving the way for the fulfillment of this divine plan, and how you are to participate in August during this sacred and holy week. It is not by chance that this information has been brought into your sphere of awareness. Know that you have been prepared for eons of time to weave your magnificent light into the fulfillment of this divine plan. It involves every man, woman, and child on the earth, whether they are consciously aware of it or not. But those who are consciously aware have a greater responsibility and a unique facet of this divine plan that only your I Am presence will be able to reveal to you. I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this sacred hour with me today. I'm grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth. And I'm grateful for your selfless service to the light. If you'd like to contact me or to check the World Congress on Illumination out through our website address is www.eraofpeace.org. ERAOFPEACE, eraofpeace.org. Please join us again next week for another global activity that will allow us to add to the light of the world. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.